Against the background of the hills and streetlights of Los Angeles, searchlights illuminate a monumental Art Deco sign of sculpted letters spelling out 20th Century Fox, a news corporation company. Ralph appears in a zero of 20th. The picture turns black and white, and the camera pans up to a full moon where the shadow of a landing Apollo module crosses the lunar surface. The lunar module lands, and a figure in a spacesuit climbs down. It's Scratchy, the cartoon cat. He bounces weightlessly over to Itchy, the mouse, also in a spacesuit, and holding the Star-Spangled Banner on a flagpole.
We come in peace, for cats and mice everywhere.
Itchy stabs Scratchy with a flagpole and smashes his space helmet. Scratchy's eye pops out like a balloon. Itchy bounces back to the lunar module. A headline in the Washington Post reads, Mouse Hero Returns. Did everything to save Cat. Itchy's given a ticker tape parade.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see ya. Thanks for coming out.
He greets the mouse babes lining the route. Hillary Clinton watches as Itchy is inaugurated as president. Later in the Oval Office, he eats cheese with a full moon outside. He looks through binoculars at the moon, where Scratchy holds up a sign saying, I'm telling. Itchy's eyes pop out of his head. He paces the White House lawn, frets in the Oval Office, then snaps his fingers. He presses a button in a picture frame, revealing a nuclear missile launch panel. He turns the dial from first strike to retaliation to accidental launch. Hundreds of rockets blast off from the United States heading for the moon. Scratchy screams. The rockets fly into his mouth, making him swell like a beach ball. A tiny rocket appears and a boot comes out of its nose cone.
Boring!
Dad, we can't see the movie!
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker! Especially you!
Homer points at us.
Movie on the big screen.
Smithers plops toothpaste onto Mr. Burns' outstretched toothbrush. The weight makes Mr. Burns fall over. In the Quickie Mart, Apu alters a sell-by date on a carton. In school, boys run a child up a flagpole. Bart writes, I will not illegally download this movie on the blackboard. The three-man band Green Day play on a floating stage on Springfield Lake. A sign reads, Duff Summer Concert Series. The audience tried to crowd-surf big-bellied comic book guy.
Excuse me, my hiney is dipping.
He's dropped. A blimp floats by, binge responsibly, written on its sign. The singer reads the lyrics. The fans chant back. Singer Billy Joe addresses the crowd.
All right, well, thanks a lot for coming. We've been playing for 3.5 hours. Now we'd like just a minute of your time to say something about the environment.
The crowd throw things.
Oh, you suck! Shut up and play!
Preachy!
We're not being preachy.
But the pollution in your lake is dissolving our barge!
Lisa turns to Mo from Mo's Tavern.
I thought they touched on a vital issue.
I beg to differ.
Mo throws a rock. It hits the drummer. The stage starts to sink.
Gentlemen, it's been an honor playing with you tonight.
The band take up violins as the stage stands on end and sinks vertically like the Titanic, leaving no survivors. A notice outside the church reads, Thou shalt turn off thy cell phone. Inside the packed church, the organist plays American Idiot, funeral version. Reverend Lovejoy stands at the lectern. Grandpa Simpson is there, but not the rest of the family.
For the latest rock band to die in our town, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
I hate being late.
Well, I hate going. Why can't I worship the Lord in my own way? By praying like hell on my deathbed.
Homer, they can hear you inside.
Relax. Those pious morons are too busy talking to their phony baloney god.
All eyes are on Homer in his Sunday best. He cringes.
How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Homer, Marge, Lisa, Bart, and Maggie squeeze in beside Grandpa, who's sleeping. Bart plays a baby blasting video game. Baby Maggie snatches the game card out of the console and hides it.
Now today I'd like to try something a little different. I'm going to call on one of you. Now the word of God dwells within everyone. I want you to let that word out. Let your spirit...
Ooh, 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 ooh.
What is it, Ned?
The good Lord is telling me to confess to something.
Homer crosses his fingers.
An immodest sense of pride in our community.
Somebody else, let the Lord's light shine upon you.
A light shines through a circular window and picks out Grandpa. He wakes and stands up.
Feel the spirit. Let it out.
Horrible, horrible things are going to happen. And they're going to happen to you, and you, and you.
And you.
Oh, Nelly.
He rolls on the floor. Comic book guy videos it on his cell phone.
People of Springfield, heed this warning. Twisted tail, 1,000 eyes, trapped forever.
Grandpa writhes on the floor. Homer frantically leaps through a Bible.
Hey, do something.
This book doesn't have any answers. Beware, beware. Time is short. Eba, Eba, Eba. Believe me, believe me.
Homer rolls up gibbering Grandpa in the aisle carpet and drags him out to the car.
Thanks for listening.
Blue-haired Marge contemplates Grandpa wedged in the front seat between her and Homer.
Okay, who wants waffles?
I do.
Wait a minute, what about Grandpa?
I want syrup.
I want strawberry.
Something happened to that man.
I'll tell you what happened to him. A certain someone had a senior moment. But that's okay, because we love him. And we got a free rug out of it. Mwah.
What is the point of going to church every Sunday when if someone we love has a genuine religious experience, we ignore it? Right, Grandpa?
I want bananas on my waffles. I rest my case.
I'm not dropping this.
They all get out, except Grandpa, who's still rolled in the carpet.
Wait a minute! I'm still in the car! Oh, right.
Homer returns. Opens the window a bit and goes. At home, he has a list of chores.
Take out Hornet's nest.
He knocks down the nest from a tree, stuffs it into Ned Flanders' mailbox, and shakes it.
Check. Big sinkhole.
There's a hole in the back garden. Homer covers it with a sand tray, and the sand starts to drain away. He plugs the sinkhole with Maggie.
Check. Re-shingle roof.
Up on the roof with Bart, Homer holds a nail with his thumb.
Daddy.
He embeds the hammer in his eye.
Daddy.
Oh, oh.
He throttles Bart.
You little, I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny.
You know, we are on the roof. We could have some fun.
What kind of fun?
How about a dare contest?
That sounds fun. I dare you to climb the TV antenna.
Bart does so.
Piece of cake.
Homer shakes the aerial. Bart falls down the roof and clings onto the guttering.
Aftershock!
Homer shakes the guttering. Ned Flanders pops up.
Homer, I don't mean to be a nervous pervis or anything, but if he falls, couldn't that make your boy a paraplegerino?
Shut up, Flanders.
Yeah, shut up, Flanders.
Well said, boy. Yeah! Steady, steady, steady.
No!
Homer falls back through the roof into Grandpa's room. Meanwhile, Lisa is making house calls.
Hello. Sorry to bother you on a Sunday, but I'm sure you're as worried about the pollution in Lake Springfield as I am.
The door is slammed on her. She goes to the next house.
Lake Springfield has higher levels of mercury than even...
And to the next house. A little old lady answers.
Why, it's the little girl who saved my cat.
Lake Springfield.
Everywhere, curtains closed, blinds are pulled down, and doors slammed. One house motors off down the river. Lisa looks dejected. Millhouse opens a front door and beckons.
Come on over, Lisa. You can canvass me as long as you want.
Millhouse, you don't care about the environment.
Hey, I am very passionate about the planet.
Say global warming is a myth.
It's a myth. Further study is needed.
Nelson.
That's for selling out your beliefs.
Lisa strokes Millhouse.
Oh, poor Millhouse.
Dream coming true.
Are you aware that a leaky faucet can waste over
2,000 gallons a year?
And turning off your lights can save
enough energy to power Pittsburgh.
And if we just kept our thermostats at 68 in the winter,
we'd be free from our dependency on foreign oil in 17 years.
I'm Colin.
I haven't seen you at school.
Just moved from Ireland. My dad's a musician.
Is he?
He's not Bono.
I just thought because you're Irish and you care about...
He's not Bono.
Do you play?
Just piano, guitar, trumpet, drums and bass.
He's pure gold. For once in your life, be cool.
So, is your name as pretty as your face?
Oh.
Lisa simpers, clasps her hands together and faints.
You okay there?
Marge watches Comic Book Guy's video of Grandpa.
Twisted tail, a thousand eyes, trapped forever! Ipa, Ipa!
Ipa, what could that be?
I believe it's the sound the Green Lantern made when Sinestro threw him into a vat of acid. Ipa!
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming over.
Thanks for giving me your pregnancy pants. Never known comfort like this.
Bart fires an air rifle at Homer, who's carrying a hod of bricks.
Oh, why did I suggest this?
A scrolling caption reads, "Watch Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Wednesdays on Fox." That's right, we even advertise shows during movies now. Homer drops the bricks.
All right, boy, time for the ultimate dare. I dare you to skateboard to Krusty Burger and back naked.
How naked?
Fourth base.
The girls might see my doodle.
Oh, I see. Then I hereby declare you chicken for life. Every morning you'll wake up to "Good morning, chicken." At your wedding, I'll sing "Bawk, bawk, 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 bawk."
Bart whizzes off naked on his skateboard. He leaps over a fence down into the street. Passers-by stare. Ralph watches Bart from an alleyway. As Bart sails by, something always manages to hide his doodle from view. Jimbo and Dolph as they share a cigarette, a ball, a frisbee, a flying dove, a shovel full of earth. Finally, a gap in a fence and a hedge reveal a quick flash. Lou and Eddie go after him in their police car. They shoot a wheel off Bart's skateboard.
Stop in the name of American squeamishness!
He loses control, flies over the bonnets of two cars and splats against the burger bar window, where Ned is eating with his children.
Boys, before we eat, don't forget to thank the Lord for this bountiful penis!
Bountiful penis! Amen.
Listen, kid, nobody likes wearing clothes in public, but, you know, it's the law.
Chief Wiggum watches Lou tie Bart naked to a lamppost.
Lunchtime!
You can't just leave me out here!
Don't worry, we found a friend for you to play with.
Oafish Nelson appears and laughs at Bart's doodle. Time passes. Nelson's mother turns up.
Nelson, honey, where have you been?
She points at Bart's doodle. Homer pulls up.
Dad!
What seems to be the problem, officers?
Tell him you dared me to do it.
If that's true, then you should be taking the rap here, not your son.
Bart looks hopeful.
And what happens to me if it's my fault?
You'll have to attend a one-hour parenting class.
It was all his idea. He's out of control, I tell you. Well, I'm at my wit's end. It's so funny.
Wiggum, Lou, and Eddie go.
See you in court, kid.
Okay, son, let's get some lunch.
Did you at least bring my clothes?
Shirt, socks, everything you need.
You didn't bring my pants.
Who am I, Tommy Bahama?
Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
They go into the Krusty Burger Bar. Bart tugs his t-shirt down over his knees.
Say, Bart?
What do you want, Flanders?
If you need pants, I carry an extra pair. I mean, you know how boys are, always praying through the knees.
Why are you helping me? I'm not your kid.
We're neighbors. I'm sure your father would do the same for my boys.
Thank you.
Homer pinches some of the boys' fries. Bart sulks as Homer sits scoffing a burger. Krust is there filming an advert with a real pig.
Hey, what's with you?
You really want to know?
Of course I do. What kind of a father wouldn't care about a pig wearing a hat?
Action! Hey, hey! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
He eats the burger.
And we're clear. Perfect. Cut, print, kill the pig.
You can't kill him if he's wearing people clothes!
The pig scuttles over to Homer for protection. Homer imagines himself and the pig dancing in a field of flowers. Homer picks the pig up in his arms.
You're coming home with me.
In the Simpsons kitchen, Marge puts word magnets on the fridge.
A thousand eyes? What could that be?
I'm pretty sure a thousand... it's a number. Hey, Marge, Isn't it great being married to someone who's recklessly impulsive?
Actually, it's aged me horribly.
Then say hello to the newest Simpson!
Marge sees the pig's corkscrew tail. Two words on the fridge say, twisted tail.
Homer! I believe what happened in church was a warning about precisely this. Please, get rid of that pig!
Oh, you're gonna love him. Look, he does an impression of you.
He pulls the pig's tail.
You nailed her. He also does me. You smiled. I'm off the hook.
In Bart's bedroom, Homer brushes the pig's hair.
Oh, you have so many looks.
He carries the pig away. Bart, watching Homer from a tree, turns and looks into the Flanders house, where Ned is tucking Todd and Rod into bed. He kisses them goodnight, picks up their cocoa tray, and hoovers up the crumbs.
So that's what Snug is.
Who's a good pig? Who's a good pig?
Homer blows on the pig's tummy. Bart aims his catapult.
Rough day, huh, son?
It's Ned.
You don't know what rough is, sister.
Bart, you know, whenever my boys bake up a batch of frownies, I take them fishing. Does your dad ever take you fishing?
Bart remembers being in a boat with Homer.
Dad, it's not fair to use a bug zapper to catch the fish.
If you love fish like I do, you want them to die with dignity.
He tosses it in. Dead fish float to the surface.
I think I have a nibble.
Homer grabs a fish from the water and gets an electric shock each time he nibbles it. In the tree, Bart looks at Ned.
I think fishing might be more fun with you.
Oh, great. Now, how about I fix you some cocoa?
No way. Cocoa's for wusses.
Well, sir, if you change your mind, it's on the windowsill.
Ned tops the mug of cocoa with whipped cream, a chocolate flake, freshly grated cinnamon, more cream, and a marshmallow which he melts with a blowtorch. He goes. Bart creeps along the branch to the windowsill and snatches the mug. He climbs down the tree, runs onto the lawn, and tastes it.
Oh, my God.
Marge is scrubbing the carpet.
Oh, wait, I didn't tell you the best part. He loves the environment. Oh, wait, I still didn't tell you the best part. He's got an Irish brogue. No, wait, I still didn't tell you the best part. He's not imaginary.
Oh, honey, that's great. But the very best thing is that he listens to you. Because nothing means more than for a man to... How did the pig tracks get on the ceiling?
Spider pig.
Homer holds the pig upside down to walk on the ceiling.
Can he swing from a web? No, we can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a spider pig.
Ned and Bart are fishing from a boat on the lake. Bart looks bored.
Are we having fun yet?
We are now. You've got a bite.
Whoa, mama!
The rod flies away.
Oh, no, my good pole!
Bart chokes, then looks down, surprised.
Hmm? You're not strangling me.
What the... Why, strangling's only good for... Well, it's not really good for anything. I think the only time you should lay hands on a boy is when you're giving him a good old pat on the back.
Hey, what the hell are you...
Ned pats Bart on the back. Bart looks flummoxed.
Oh. One more time.
Ned does it again. Nearby, Krusty drains a tanker truck into the lake. A woman washes a cat on a washboard. Mo tips a truck of bottles and Barney into the water.
Barney, I'm home!
Lisa watches. At the town hall, she presents an irritating truth. Colin accompanies on guitar.
We are at the tipping point, people. If we don't do something now... I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Isn't he dreamy?
Agreed.
Okay, so here's the bottom line. If we don't change our ways right now, pollution in Lake Springfield will be at this level.
She points to a graph.
That's not so bad.
No, the lift is stuck.
The scissor lift she needs to reach the top of the graph shoots her up into the roof.
Am I getting through to anyone?
Hell yeah! We need a new one of those things.
All in favor of a new scissor lift, say aye.
Aye!
No! It's just one piece of trash away from a toxic nightmare. But I knew you wouldn't listen, so I took the liberty of pouring water from the lake in all your drinking glasses.
This is why we should hate kids.
This is serious, people. No more dumping in the lake. I hereby declare a state of emergency. Code black.
Black? Huh. That's the worst color there is. No offense there, Carl.
I get it all the time.
The Springfield Chopper headline reads, Springfield cleans up its act. Pushy kid nags town. Mr. Burns and Smithers watch Carl and Lenny seal the outfall that flows from the power plant into the lake. Along the shore, helpers clear the rubbish and build a barrier. Chief Wiggum stops three sharp-suited gangsters with a body-shaped bundle.
Sorry, no dumping in the lake.
Fine. I will put my yard trimmings in a car compactor.
Chief, I think there was a dead body in there.
I thought that too, until he said yard trimmings. You gotta learn to listen, Lou.
Let us now make sure this barrier is completely idiot-proof. Cletus.
Yeah, son?
Try to dump something in the lake.
Okay.
Cletus carries a dead rat to the barrier. He bumps into it and tries again. The mayor watches with a smug grin.
I can't. I simply can't.
Very effective.
At home, Homer and the pig watch Bumblebee Man on TV. At a fair booth, Bumblebee Man is kissed by a horse.
¡Gaya, yay! ¡Un burro amoroso!
Don't get any ideas.
Homer falls off the couch, and their eyes meet.
Maybe we should kiss just to break the tension.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
I'm not sure that pig should be in the house. And by the way, what are you doing with his leavings?
Don't worry. I've devised the most elegant solution.
A tall silo labeled pig crap.
Oh, it's leaking.
It's not leaking. It's overflowing.
He filled up the whole silo in just 2 days?
Well, I helped.
Homer, stop. Stop. I know it's easy for your mind to wander.
As Marge speaks, a clockwork monkey bangs cymbals in Homer's head. It points to Marge.
I can't escape the feeling that this is the crisis Grandpa warned us about. You have to dispose of that waste properly.
Okay, Marge. I will.
You can take Spider Pig with you.
He's not Spider Pig anymore. He's Harry Plopper.
Homer points to the pig, who's now wearing round glasses. He and the pig take the silo, strapped to the roof of the car, to the hazardous waste treatment center. Homer hears his cell phone and squeezes the pig's tummy.
Yellow.
Homer, you gotta get over here. The health inspector just shut down the donut store and they're giving out free donuts.
Oh my god. I just got one thing I gotta do first.
Well, you better hurry. They're going fast.
Whoa, that was close.
Chief Wiggum eats donuts spiked on his gun barrel. Homer drives to the lake with a silo like a huge torpedo on the car roof. He knocks down signs saying no dumping and runs over Hans Molman. Who holds a sign saying, you suck. Homer crashes through the concrete barrier. He cuts the silo free. It sinks into the lake. Homer watches as it disappears. Green bubbles rise and spread over the whole surface of the lake. A skull and crossbones appears on the surface.
Evil!
Homer runs to the car.
Drive! Oh, right.
He nudges the pig to budge up and they drive away as a raccoon chases a squirrel to the lakeside. The squirrel leaps into the lake. It mutates into a many-eyed monster and chases the raccoon away. Ned takes Bart hiking. They arrive at the top of a mountain.
Look at that. You can see the four states that border Springfield. Ohio, Nevada, Maine, and Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look real close, you can almost...
The mutant squirrel.
Well, this certainly seems odd, but who am I to question the work of the Almighty? Oh, we thank you, Lord, for this mighty fine, intelligent design. Good job.
Bart pokes it.
Jabby, jab.
Hey, jab one more eye and it's a federal crime.
Who are you?
Environmental Protection Agency.
The agent captures the multi-eyed squirrel in a Perspex box and drives away in an EPA van. At the White House, a visitor arrives.
Russ Cargill, head of the EPA, here to see the president.
A scanner scans Cargill's eyes and all the eyes of the mutant squirrel.
Mr. President.
Yeah, that is me.
Pollution in Springfield has reached crisis levels.
Ugh, I hate this job. Everything's crisis this and end of the world that. Nobody opens with a joke. I miss Danny DeVito.
You want a joke, huh? Stop me if you've heard this one.
Huh? Look at those angry eyes and giant teeth. It's like Christmas at the Kennedy compound.
You know, sir, when you made me head of the EPA, you were applauded for appointing one of the most successful men in America to the least successful agency in government. And why did I take the job? Because I'm a rich man who wanted to give something back. Not the money, but something. So here is our chance to kick some ass for Mother Earth.
I'm listening.
Well, I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number 3.
The citizens of Springfield look up at the sky open-mouthed as a huge saucer-shaped shadow passes across the town. Milhouse chokes on his inhaler. The congregation run out of the church and drinkers run out of Moe's bar. The drinkers run into the church, the congregation into the bar. Hundreds of aircraft are carrying a huge transparent dome big enough to cover the whole town. As they lower it into place, it cuts through the big white Hollywood-style Springfield sign on the hillside. In the playground, Martin looks up from the seesaw. The dome lands on the seesaw.
We're being sealed in a dome!
Catapulting Martin away.
Oh, what do I do? I don't know what to do. If I stay, I'm trapped. If I leave, I'm alone. Oh, God. In, out, in, out. I never saw Venice. Thank you.
The dome squashes the panicky man. Lisa, Marge, Homer, Grandpa, Maggie, and Bart run out of their house as the dome crushes their garden fence, sealing them inside. Marge sees the EPA insignia on the aircraft.
EPA! EPA! Trapped forever! It's all come true.
That crazy old man in church was right.
Homer howls.
Dome!
Sealed off from the outside world, people gather at the edge of the town to watch as a Springfield Police Department SWAT team aim their weapons at the base of the dome from close range. Chief Wiggum gives the order. Bullets ricochet.
All right, men, open fire. Who's hurt? Raise your hands. Without the attitude?
People, I have an important announcement. I have just perfected an acid-firing super drill, which can cut through anything.
Yes. Professor Frink.
Right there, just outside of the dome.
Sideshow Mel attacks the dome.
What ruthless madmen could have done this to us?
The United States government.
A huge screen appears.
My name is Russ Cargill, and I'm head of the EPA.
General confusion.
The what?
Environmental Protection Agency.
Come again?
Look, I'm a man on a big TV. Just listen. Springfield has become...
Woo! Springfield!
The most polluted city in the history of the planet.
Drama queen.
To prevent your poisons from spreading, your government has sealed you all within this dome. Believe me, it's the last thing we wanted to do. I do own the company that makes the dome, but that's beside the point.
What are you telling us? We're trapped like rats?
No, rats can't be trapped this easily. You're trapped like carrots.
Lisa comes forward.
Wait, we couldn't be more polluted. Everyone stopped dumping in the lake.
Apparently someone didn't get the message.
Homer steps away from the pig.
Heck natural.
Hey, buddy, sooner or later people are gonna come by and discover this.
Don't worry about that. We found a way to take you off the map.
A sat-nav.
Coming up on your right, nothing.
This is Kent Brockman reporting to you on a crisis so serious it has its own name and theme music.
The domed coffee cup reads, Trappuccino.
The dome has put an end to life as we know it. The town is running low on supplies of everything from gasoline to Botox.
His skin sags.
Moment, please.
Kent Brockman tightens his wrinkled face with a clothes peg.
Now, as always, we end our news on the lighter side. It's the time of year when the swallows return to Springfield.
And splat into the dome. Cats wait in line below. In her garden at the edge of the dome, Marge sits knitting.
I think the thing I miss most is a simple summer breeze.
Outside the dome, baby Maggie is playing with a ball.
Maggie?
Marge dashes inside the house.
We've got Dome Wax, Dome Polish, Dome Freshener. All your dome needs at Dome Depot, located at the intersection of the 105 freeway and the Dome.
Dome Depot.
Maggie got out! Maggie got out!
She drags Homer into the garden.
Maggie was right there, just outside the dome.
Marge, she's right here.
Then he sees his reflection.
This dome can play tricks on you. You just have to keep calm and... Oh, my God! I'm out of the dome! Fresh air! Freedom! All right, you. Lead good lives.
Homer rushes off but finds himself still inside the dome. Marge, sighing deeply, goes back into the house. Maggie disappears down the sinkhole Homer covered up with a sandpit and pops up outside the dome again. Disappears, then reappears inside. That night, Homer and Marge watch TV in their bedroom.
Good evening, this is Kent Brockman. Efforts to find out whose selfish crime against the environment caused our entrapment have been fruitless. Until moments ago, a shocking discovery has been made here at Lake Springfield.
A silo is dredged
up. That could be anybody's pig crap silo.
It's marked Return to Homer Simpson, no reward.
Homer, it was you! You single-handedly killed this town!
I know. It's weird.
Just a reminder, this station does not endorse vigilante justice. Unless it gets results, which it will.
Homer's picture pops up.
You didn't listen to me after I warned you.
Don't worry, nobody watches this stupid show. What's that ominous glow in the distance?
The citizens of Springfield, brandishing flaming torches, march down the street in an angry mob. Homer, at an upstairs window of his house, watches the mob pass by.
Marge, look! Those idiots don't even know where we live!
The mob stops and turns back.
No!
They gather outside the house.
You monster! You monster!
Did you see the news?
Honey, come on, we have bigger problems!
But I'm so angry!
You're a woman. You can hold on to it forever.
Lisa gulps.
Okay. Homer, you have to go out there, face that mob, and apologize for what you did.
I would. But I'm afraid if I open the door, they'll take all of you.
No, we won't. We just want Homer.
Well, maybe not you, but they'll kill Grandpa.
I'm part of the mob.
Chief Wiggum and Krusty lead the break-in.
Deanie, take out the baby.
Maggie smashes her bottle and threatens Teeny the monkey. He jumps into Krusty's arms. Lisa looks out at the mob. She sees Colin holding up a bunch of flowers.
Here, let me get that for you.
Carl sets light to them. As Homer boards up the bedroom door, fists punch through it.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw!
The fists are pulled back and replaced by suspicious eyes.
Uh-oh.
Ned.
Mark! Crawl across! Hurry!
But if they see you trying to help us, they'll kill you!
Oh, pshaw. I'm sure your father would do the same for... Point taken. Now hustle your bustles!
The family tiptoe across the plank. Principal Skinner sees them.
Archers!
I'm using a red arrow so I know who I kill!
Left behind, the pig nudges the plank.
No, Plopper! If you push that, Daddy will die!
They all fall to the ground, avoiding the arrows. Homer finds a shrimp on the barbecue.
My luck's beginning to turn.
He swallows it. They all race for the car.
Wait, there's something I have to get!
Marge runs back into the blazing house, opens a kitchen cabinet marked keepsakes, and grabs a videotape. She stops to wash up her plate. She runs back to the car, her tall blue hair on fire.
What'd you get?
Our wedding video.
We have a wedding video?
Torches gas tank!
Homer reverses through the mob.
We lost him!
He doesn't realize the car has been hoisted onto the mob's shoulders. They take it to the tree in the Simpsons' back garden where five nooses have been strung over a stout branch. The family's jaws drop as one.
Ooh, up here!
Climbing onto the car roof and swinging on the nooses, Bart leads the family up into the treehouse. Homer gets tangled in a noose.
Little help!
The crowd jab him with a fork and roast his butt.
You know, the word apology is tossed around a lot these days. But when it comes from in here...
A saw hits him in the face. The mob attach a chain to the tree and the other end to the school bus. The tree topples and swings back into position.
Mom, what are we gonna do?
Maggie points to the sandpit.
Maggie, not now! We'll play later.
Maggie slaps her forehead in frustration, dives down into the sandpit and disappears. The crowd don't see her outside the dome.
The sinkhole! Follow me, kids!
Geronimo!
Sacagawea!
Marge, Bart and Lisa leap into the sandpit and disappear.
So long, losers!
Homer leaps into the sandpit, giving the finger, but gets stuck.
Uh-oh.
He digs.
The top of his head is still showing! Claw at it!
Moe leads the mob, clawing at Homer's head as it disappears. Chief Wiggum, Lou and Eddie riddle the sand with bullets. The sand pit starts to swirl round. The mob back away as it grows into a whirlpool. The car and the tree and the house are sucked into the ever-growing vortex. Santa's little helper, the dog, and his kennel are sucked down. Then the whole house implodes into a pile of rubble, filling the hole. Chief Wiggum surveys the wreckage.
Well, they're China's problem now.
The Simpsons watch from behind a bush outside the dome as the mob disperses. Homer pulls an arrow from his head. Inside, Colin taps at the wall of the dome.
Colin!
Lisa runs over to him. On the inside of the dome, he holds up a finger and starts to play his guitar.
I can't hear you!
With a felt tip, he writes Lisa's song on the wall of the dome. He writes some musical notes on the dome. Lisa follows them with her finger as she hums.
Da, 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 da.
Colin and Lisa press their hands together on either side of the dome.
I never thought my life would have an absolutely perfect moment, but this
Lisa's got a boyfriend that she'll never see again.
Perfect.
Lisa and Bart run back to Homer and Marge, who's carrying Maggie. They head into the woods as EPA jeeps arrive, their headlights flashing. Cargill looks through binoculars.
What do we do?
Now we run.
They escape into the night, through a field of sweet corn, making Cargill hurl his binoculars in anger.
I'm afraid we lost them, sir.
Damn it! Well, then you find them, and you get them back in the dome. And to make sure nobody else gets out, I want roving death squads around the perimeter 24-7. I want 10,000 tough guys, and I want 10,000 soft guys to make the tough guys look tougher. And here's how I want them arranged. Tough, tough, soft, tough, soft, soft.
The EPA man
tough,
writes it all down on his
soft,
clipboard.
Soft, tough, soft.
Sir, I'm afraid you've gone mad with power.
Of course I have. Have you ever tried going mad without power? It's boring. No one listens to you.
Helicopters swoop low over an out-of-town motel, the Red Rash Inn. Marge, grabbing food from a vending machine, hides from their searchlights. The helicopters fly away. A police car pulls up. Trapped in the headlights, Marge freezes. The two policemen stride towards her, then turn, fall into each other's arms and kiss, tumbling through a motel door. In another room in the motel, Lisa tucks Maggie up on a sofa. Bart drinks from a bottle. Marge comes in and puts the chain on the door.
Bart, are you drinking whiskey?
I'm troubled.
Bart!
I promise, I'll stop tomorrow.
You'll stop right now!
She chases him round the room and over the bed. Bart drinks as he runs.
You come back here, little man!
Bart collapses on the floor.
I miss Flanders. There, I said it!
Where's your father?
He went out. Let's quickly rebuild our lives while he's gone.
Hey, guys. What's the secret knock again?
Marge, Lisa, and Maggie glower at him.
Look, I know I screwed up. This is big.
It's huge! We're homeless! Our friends want to kill us! Before we can even stay in the same room with you, I need to know what was going through your mind when you didn't listen to me and dumped that silo in the lake! Homer!
I don't know what to tell you, Marge. I don't think about things. I respect people who do, but I just try to make the days not hurt until I get to crawling next to you again.
Oh. I mean, oh.
Look, I'm really sorry. But I'm more than just sorry. I'm prepared with a solution. I've always been afraid I'd screw up our lives so badly that we need a backup plan. And that plan is right here!
Standing on the bed, he pulls cards from his wallet.
Nope. Bingo!
A tightly folded piece of paper gets as big as a sheet as he opens it out.
Bear with me.
It's a poster of Alaska.
Alaska?
Alaska, a place where you can't be too fat or too drunk. Where no one says things like, let's see your high school equivalency certificate.
I don't know, homie.
Oh, I'm not saying it right. Look, the thing is, I can't start a new life alone. And I've really come to like you guys.
Marge thinks.
I just don't see it.
She crosses the room. Bart is still flat out on the floor.
Marge, in every marriage you get one chance to say, I need you to do this with me.
Marge turns back to Homer.
And there's only one answer when somebody says that.
He holds his hand out to her. She looks at him, then at the children, and takes his hand.
Okay, homie. I'm with you.
Thank you, my sweetheart.
Mom?
Yes, honey?
You just bought another load of crap from the world's fattest fertilizer salesman.
You'll pay for ruining this golden family moment.
Homer? How are we supposed to get to Alaska without any money?
All right, son. If you don't believe in me, believe in America. America, where any man can make quick money with no questions asked.
At a fairground, a motorcycle stands in a huge spherical cage.
Step right up and win my trust. All you have to do is conquer the ball of death.
What's the catch?
No catch, just ride the motorcycle all the way around just one time. Retries for $10.
All right, how much money do we have?
$10.
Woohoo!
Homer falls off the motorcycle.
That counts as a try.
Homer gets to the top of the cage and falls.
No! That's two. No! And that's three. Tell you what I'm going to do, just because I like seeing you hurt yourself. I'll give you one on the house.
You're the best.
Dad, when you get to the top, don't slow down. Speed up.
But that's when it's the scariest.
Just do it.
Homer right up the side of the spherical cage. His hand hovers over the brakes. But he opens the throttle and rides upside down over the roof of the cage. He zooms round the cage. The fairground barker watches open mouth as Homer screeches to a halt, gets off the bike and comes out of the cage towards him.
I'll take that truck now.
The barker looks over at a pair of Siamese twins wielding rolling pins.
Oh, man. My wives are gonna kill me.
Next up, Alaska!
In Springfield, under the smog-filled dome, Moe's customers watch Kent Brockman read the news in his shirt sleeves.
Day 37 under the dome. We are facing intermittent power failures, which...
When the lights come back on, Moe's customers and booze have vanished.
Okay, very funny. Now I'm gonna turn the lights off again. When they come back on, I want all my booze back the way it was.
Moe's clothes and all the furniture have gone.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
At a snowbound service station, Homer eats a hot dog as he fills the tank. Marge and Bart are in the store.
Very proud of you, Bart. Over 24 hours sober. You are, aren't you?
I'll prove it.
Bart catapults a hot dog from Homer's hand. Homer takes another from his pocket.
Look, we're giving your father another chance, and we owe it to him to... Oh, my God!
Can I help you?
Marge spots a wanted poster of the family.
We need diapers.
Okay.
No, we don't. Ladies' razor blades.
Right.
No, we don't. I forgot, we're European.
Uh-huh.
Just give us beef jerky. Lots and lots of beef jerky. That's right. That's what we need. That's all we came in for.
Cure.
Bart scribbles mustaches and weird hairdos on the photos on the wanted poster.
Oh, my God. There they are.
Coming into the store are a family who look exactly like the defaced wanted poster. The police arrest the innocent strangers as the Simpsons drive off. Springfield goes dark as the power fails. Mr. Burns' mountaintop mansion is ablaze with light. Chief Wiggum, Apu, and Dr. Hibbert come to see him and Smithers.
So, you want some of my electricity, do you? Well, for once, the rich white man is in control. I have two buttons behind this desk. One will supply your town with power. The other releases the hounds. Reach me. Make me your brother.
The hospital's generator is about to give out. Lives will be lost.
Lives lost. Go on.
We got a convict we were going to fry tomorrow, but now we can't.
Tempting.
Look, all our reasons mean nothing. Just look into your heart, and you will find the answer.
Smithers frantically waves no to Apu.
First door on the right.
Thank you.
The delegation flee from the mansion, chased by the hounds. Homer drives the family through a snowy landscape of pipelines, oil wells, and power pylons.
This isn't the way I pictured Alaska at all. Oh, that's better.
Homer?
Marge tears down the poster. They plummet down a mountainside.
Well, at least my poster didn't get torn.
But it's not the poster. It's the view from the windscreen. The family gape in delight as they drive through a snowy pine forest towards a blue lake fringed by rugged snow-capped mountains. They stop at the border.
Welcome to Alaska. Here's $1,000.
Well, it's about time. But why?
We pay every resident $1,000 to allow the oil companies to ravage our state's natural beauty.
I'm home.
Oh, thanks.
Homer hugs the border guard, who waves as he raises the barrier to let them through. They drive along a lakeside road. Later, on a snowy mountain slope, Bart and Lisa look down at Homer carrying logs towards their idyllic log cabin with its own Simpsons mailbox.
What are you doing, Bart?
Just passing the time.
Bart claps. A small snow flurry hits Homer. He struggles out of it. A bigger snowfall covers Homer completely. His head pops out and he looks up at Bart, clapping on the mountainside.
Oh, my boy loves Alaska so much he's applauding it. Lisa, why aren't you clapping?
But, Dad...
Clap for Alaska.
Lisa joins in. An avalanche carries Homer and the logs into the cabin. He gets to his feet, shuts the snow-clogged door, and takes a posy of flowers from his coat.
Well, Marge, we're separated from the kids by a wall of snow. All my dreams are coming true.
With a seductive look in his eyes, Homer props a chair against the bedroom door handle. Then as he goes to draw the curtains, two bluebirds flutter in. He looks bemused as the bluebirds slip off his coat, carrying it away in their beaks. Windows behind Marge burst open and a stag and a Bambi-like deer leap into the room. The deer pulls off Marge's long scarf. The stag bows and tears off Marge's dress with his antlers, revealing skimpy lingerie. A flock of bluebirds are desperately trying to pull Homer's shirt off. One of the birds frowns and a caption reads, "We're gonna need more birds." More bluebirds fly into the room, followed by a bald eagle with sharp talons. Marge watches shards of shirt material fly across the room. Now in his underpants, Homer waves the cute woodland creatures off the bed and takes Marge's hand. The creatures cower in a corner and wince as they look towards the bed.
Day 93 under the dome. With necessities growing dangerously low, who knows what spark will set off this powder keg?
Okay, let's discuss Tuesdays with Maury.
Again? If we don't get a new book, I'm going to puke.
You're the five people I'm going to meet in hell!
A hurled book knocks over a coffee machine in an AA meeting.
We're out of coffee!
Barney leads a stampede.
Another minute in the stone!
Barney charges up the dome and is splatted like a fly on a windscreen. A succession of people try to break the dome, and Ralph blows bubbles at it.
Take that! Oh no! Blowback!
A Cargill surveillance camera sends a feed of the mob to the Oval Office, where Cargill's with President Schwarzenegger.
Look what they're doing to our dome.
The dome's drilled by workmen, hit with custard pies, and charged by an elephant. Cargill points to the wall of the dome.
You know what that is, sir?
A crack?
Exactly. First, let me state the problem. People got out of the dome before, they're gonna get out again. And when they do, there's gonna be hearings, investigations.
Gott in Himmel!
I'll have to go back to making family comedies. Ugh.
Don't worry, I have a solution for you, sir. In fact, I have five solutions. You don't even have to read them. You'll have deniability. I'll take care of everything. You know nothing.
No, I need to know what I'm approving.
Absolutely. But on the other hand, knowing things is overrated. Anyone can pick something when they know what it is. It takes real leadership to pick something you're clueless about.
Okay, I picked three.
Try again.
One.
Go higher.
Five.
Too high.
Three.
You already said three.
Six.
There is no six.
Two.
Double it.
Four.
As you wish, sir.
Wearing a devious smile, Cargill strides from the president's desk, sliding a document out of the file marked option four, headed Blow Up Springfield and stamped Top Secret. In the log cabin, Homer, Marge, Maggie, and Lisa are watching TV.
Are you tired of the same old Grand Canyon?
Here we are, kids. The Grand Canyon.
It's so old and boring. I want a new one. Now!
Hello, I'm Tom Hanks. The U.S. government has lost its credibility, so it's borrowing some of mine.
Tussle my hair, Mr. Hanks.
Sure thing, son. Now, I'm pleased to tell you all about the new Grand Canyon. Coming this weekend, it's east of Shelbyville and south of Capital City.
That's where Springfield is!
It's nowhere near where anything is or ever was. This is Tom Hanks saying, if you're going to pick a government to trust, why not this one?
Did you see that? Yes, they're going to destroy Springfield! But we're going to stop them. Homie, get your clothes on. Homie?
I'm happy here. Screw Springfield!
I can't believe you'd say something so selfish.
Marge, those people chased us with pitchforks and torches. Torches! At 4 in the afternoon!
It was 7 at night.
It was during Access Hollywood.
Which is on at 4 and 7.
Go!
Dad, how can you turn your back on everyone who loved us?
Flanders helped us when we were in trouble.
Who cares what Flanders did? He's not your father.
I wish he was.
You don't mean that. You worship me.
Oh, yeah? Look what I did to your picture. Look at it. Haddly doodly. Haddly doodly. Haddly doodly.
You little... You drangle angle, you...
Diddly diddly. Bart, stop it. Leave this to me. Homer. In every marriage, you get one chance to say... I need you to do this with me.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Homer Simpson!
We're saving Springfield.
Listen to me, all of you. We are staying. We have a great life here in Alaska, and we're never going back to America again. I have spoken.
Homer stomps out into the snow and his family watch him from the window. Bart holds up the defaced picture of Homer made to look like Flanders. Later, in a bar called Eskimo's Tavern, Homer's playing a video game called Grand Theft Walrus, in which a mean-looking walrus with bling and dark shades blows away a tap-dancing penguin.
Well, I guess I've let her worry about me long enough.
Homer walks away from a table crammed with empty beer bottles and goes outside. He grabs hold of the back of a passing lorry and surfs through the snow, letting go as he reaches the log cabin, which is deserted.
Marge! Kids!
He finds a video cassette on his bed with a note attached, which reads, "Play me in VCR." He drops a bunch of flowers he's brought home and loads the cassette that shows Marge sitting on the cabin sofa.
Okay, here goes. Homer, I've always stood up for you. When people point out your flaws, I always say, well, sometimes you have to stand back to appreciate a work of art.
Way back.
Lately, what's keeping us together is my ability to overlook everything you do. And I overlook these things because...
Because?
Well, that's the thing. I just don't know how to finish that sentence anymore. So I'm leaving with the kids to help Springfield. And we're never coming back.
Homer looks stunned.
And to prove to myself that this is the end, I taped this over our wedding video. Goodbye, Homer.
The picture breaks up and is replaced by Homer with hair dancing with Marge at their wedding.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
I love you.
On the video, Marge and Homer kiss. Homer rushes out into the snow.
Marge! Kids!
Close to you.
He dashes down to the edge of a river and floats away on a piece of ice that falls into the water. The piece of ice is heart-shaped. It splits in two, leaving Homer lying adrift on a broken heart of ice. The picture fades to black and a caption reads, "To be continued." Immediately, Homer's lying unconscious in the snow and a large lumbering shadow falls across him. Homer's oblivious to the snarling polar bear inches away from him. A figure in a fur coat with a pipe jutting out of a face-obscuring hood stands nearby, arms outstretched, holding a staff and a brush. The polar bear goes off in a huff, kicking a dog as it leaves. The figure drags groggy Homer through the snow towards a hut as a train passes with Bart hanging upside down from a luggage rack.
So, Mom, what's our plan?
What are you doing up there?
Looking through people's luggage.
I'm the mouse guard of an evil corporation.
Get down from there. We have to keep a low profile till we get to Seattle to tell the world of the plot to destroy Springfield.
I don't know if you guys should be talking so loud.
No, Lisa, it's not like the government is listening to everybody's conversation.
A train conductor looks up and his red eyes start blinking like an automaton. At the National Security Agency, an army of operatives are monitoring conversations.
Hi, I'm calling about your meat lover's pizza. I like meat, but I don't know if I'm ready to love again.
You hang up first.
Oh, you hang up first.
Okay.
She hung up on me.
But we're fugitives. We should just lay low till we get to Seattle.
Hey, everybody, I found one! The government actually found someone we're looking for! Yeah, baby, yeah!
In the snowbound hut.
Homer Simpson, do you know why you are here?
Because my family cares more about other people than it do about me.
Drink this liquid.
More, please.
Now we will cleanse your spirit by the ancient Inuit art of throat singing.
Throat singing?
Homer does some lame dance moves.
How long are we doing this?
Until you have an epiphany.
Okay. What's an epiphany?
Sudden realization of great truth.
Okay.
The medicine woman blows into Homer's mouth and his bulbous head inflates like a balloon, and he imagines himself back at home in Springfield on the sofa with his family. He falls from the sofa into a void and into the inside of his head that's crammed with a tangle of gravity-defying twirling staircases going nowhere like an Escher print. He hits the floor and four huge totem poles rise out of the floor, towering over him with Marge and the kids on them. One of the totem poles turns into the medicine woman.
Unless you have an epiphany, you will spend the remainder of your days alone.
Homer's in a dark forest.
Epiphany, epiphany, epiphany. Ooh!
Bananas are an excellent source of potassium.
A tree slaps him.
Americans will never embrace soccer.
The trees pick Homer up.
More than two shakes and it's playing with yourself?
The trees beat Homer, then tear him into pieces.
What are you doing?
Tree branch hands hold bits of Homer that melt like wax.
Oh, do whatever you want of me. I don't care about myself anymore.
His body parts stop melting and reform.
Because?
Because other people are just as important as me. Without them, I'm nothing.
A tree hand twirls to encourage him.
In order to save myself, I have to save Springfield. That's it. Isn't it?
Homer's body is put back together, and a forest of tree hands applaud as he's gently lowered to the ground. He comes to, and he's lying on the floor of the hut with a medicine woman bending over him, breathing into his mouth. He pushes her aside, and she rolls away.
It was the most incredible experience of my life. And now to find my family, save my town, and drop 10 pounds! Thank you, boob lady!
Homer embraces the medicine woman, who has a matronly bosom, and runs out into the snow. The train carrying Homer's family pulls into Seattle.
This is it, kids. Seattle. Russ Cargill! Do you think he saw us?
Cargill's on the platform as armed EPA officers storm the train.
Yes, I did.
Homer crosses the snowy wilderness and climbs high mountain slopes on a sledge pulled by 6 huskies.
Run! 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 Jump! Jump! Land! Land! Rest! Rest! Run! Run!
He takes the harnesses off the exhausted huskies.
Now I know we've had a rough day, but I'm sure we can put all that behind us and just... That's my whipping arm!
The huskies scarp.
Oh, why does everything I whip leave me?
Later.
Must keep going. Must keep going. No, I can't. I can't keep going. Yes, you can. No, I can't. Oh, shut up. You shut up. No, you. No, you. No, you. Oh, real mature. How can you say that? Oh, what's the point? It's hopeless.
He collapses, and by nightfall, he's covered in a blanket of snow. He sits up and gazes at the sky as an apparition of the medicine woman appears.
Don't give up, Homer. You are closer than you think.
But which way do I go?
She swings her pendulous breasts and they freeze in midair, pointing east.
Much obliged.
Her breasts cast a huge shadow over the snow, and Homer's footprints are like a dotted line cutting through it. Helicopters with flashlights buzz round the dome like fireflies as Homer peers down from a mountain. A binocular vision picks out a sentry saluting an officer. Homer holds up his hands to his eyes as if focusing a pair of binoculars and sees an EPA truck approaching Springfield.
Lisa! Knock off that racket! Lisa!
Lisa's playing her sax in the truck.
They captured my family! What do I do? What do I do?
Homer turns to see a crane with a wrecking ball. The truck stops at a crudely made sign.
There's something strange about that SOP sign.
The driver points at the sign daubed with the letters SOP. The crane thunders down a hillside towards the truck with Homer at the controls. He pulls back the lever to swing the wrecking ball. The wrecking ball whizzes towards the truck and touches it with the faintest possible contact.
Did you hear something?
Probably just a moth.
I hope it's okay.
Homer's expression goes from expectation to mute resignation as the huge wrecking ball swings back towards him. Stuck to the wrecking ball like chewing gum on a pavement, Homer hits a statue of a lumberjack outside a gas station, then collides with a giant fork on a restaurant sign. And swings between a large rock and a building with a sign on it that reads, A Hard Place. The chain holding the ball snaps.
Look. We can't keep stopping at every SOP, Yelder, one vay sign. Just move on.
The EPA truck continues on its journey to Springfield. In the back, Bart swings his wrist shackles at the cab partition.
Let us out! Let us out!
Stop that! You'll scratch your shackles!
I hope I do!
The guard closes the partition hatch, and the back of the truck starts to fill up with gas.
Oh, way to go, Bart.
You stink.
No, you stink.
Marge and the kids collapse, and Bart kicks Lisa feebly as they slide into unconsciousness. Later, they are lying on the ground with their heads at the center of a cross formation. Marge awakes and looks around at Springfield, deserted and in ruins.
Springfield?
I can't believe it, but it got even crappier.
The place looks like a war zone. But the school remains untouched.
Oh, man.
A feral figure flits around in the shadows. Mo steps out into the sunlight wearing a traffic cone as a hat and a gun belt.
Hiya, Midge.
Mo, what happened?
With the town sealed off from the rest of the world, things got a little nutty here.
Why are you dressed like that?
Well, I don't like to brag, but I am now the Emperor of Springfield.
No, you're not!
Yes, I am!
Mo hurls a petrol bomb.
Okay. Hail Emperor!
Attention, Springfield.
The population pop up in doors and windows.
Your government has realized that putting you inside this dome was a terrible mistake. Therefore, we're commencing with Operation Soaring Eagle.
Yeah!
Which involves killing you all.
A helicopter lowers a grab hook and unscrews a lid labeled Cargill Dome Plug on the top of the dome, then lowers a bomb through the hole.
As I speak, we're lowering a small but powerful bomb into your midst.
The people of Springfield flee in panic as a timer on the bomb starts counting down from 15 minutes. Milhouse hides in a wire bin.
Despite everything, I miss your father.
Me too. His big fat ass could shield us all.
Homer, disguised as a doorman, approaches a guard.
Ten, hut! At ease! I'm General Marriott Sweets, and I have an urgent note from the President. It says to release this town immediately.
Why is it written on a leaf?
Homer knocks the soldier out. He looks at another leaf and ticks off item one on his to-do list. Knock guard out, followed by climb through hole and save town. He tries to climb the dome. He goes into a supply shed and finds a jet backpack hanging up and some super glue.
Perfect.
Leaving the jetpack, he squirts glue on his hands.
Now Homer Simpson's gonna show he has cojones!
His hand sticks to his crotch. He pulls himself free and climbs the side of the enormous dome, hand over sticky hand. In the wreckage of their home, Marge holds Maggie, and Bart and Lisa look glum. Behind them, Homer is halfway up the dome wall.
Mom, I've gotta go find Colin.
Not now, sweetie. Doomsday is family time.
The huge TV image of Cargill checks his watch as the bomb counts down. Carl.
Hey, if one of us distracts Cargill, then the rest of us can climb up that thing.
Who'd be dumb enough to stay behind while we escape with our lives?
Cletus arrives.
My time to shine.
Hey, Mr. Big TV Man, look here.
What do you want?
The image looks at Cletus.
Look what I can do with my thumb. You want to know how I do it?
Four generations of inbreeding?
As Cargill is distracted by Cletus, the townspeople climb the rope the bomb is suspended from. On the outside, Homer reaches the top of the dome and the helicopter from which the bomb is suspended. He stands up, slips, and grabs the rope. Inside the dome, Carl leads the people shinning up the rope.
I can smell fresh air!
I can hear birds!
I taste freedom!
Excuse me, what you coming through?
People go flying and Homer and the bomb fall off the rope. Barney catches the bomb and puts it down. Cargill turns.
I was tricked by an idiot.
Hey, I know how you feel. I was beating tic-tac-toe by a chicken.
Goodbye.
Cargill's image disappears. Homer looks up at Bart.
Homer, do good?
Actually, you doomed us all. Again. Nice knowing you, Homer.
Bart goes.
But I...
The townsfolk glare at Homer.
Oh, I can't do anything right.
He kicks the bomb. The countdown advances 4 minutes.
Get out of here!
Rusty and the townspeople hurl rocks at Homer. Bart trudges past the comic shop where comic book guy's looking at his collection.
I've spent my entire life doing nothing but collecting comic books. And now there's only time to say... Life well spent!
A notice outside the church says, "We told you so." Inside, Ned is with his kids.
Okay, boys. When you meet Jesus, be sure to call him Mr. Christ.
Will Buddha be there too?
No.
Hey, Flanders.
Bart! How good to see you. And how terrible you're here.
Thanks. Listen, I was just wondering if, before I died, I could pretend I had a father who cared for me.
Ned gets up.
Come here, son. There's always room for one more in the Flanders clan.
Rod and Todd shake their heads. Chief Wiggum.
Come on, bomb-disarming robot. You're our last hope.
Red wire, blue wire, black is usually the ground. So much pressure. Pressure!
The robot shoots itself with Wiggum's gun.
He'd been talking about it, but I didn't take him seriously.
Homer, wandering through the ruined town, thinks he sees Marge. He runs straight into a tree.
Marge! 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 Oh no, the epiphany! Hey, I tried my best. What am I supposed to do?
The tree points to the dome ceiling.
But how am I supposed to get up there?
A light falls through the hole in the top of the dome onto a motorbike. Homer gives the tree a dollar.
Here, buy yourself something nice.
He gets on the bike, grabs a passers-by's white Stetson, and the bomb.
Homer! What the hell are you doing now? Risking my life to save people I hate for reasons I don't quite understand. Gotta go! First one stop.
The bomb reads 134. Homer pulls up outside the church where Ned is standing on the steps praying with Todd and Rod and Bart.
Bart, son, you think you could find it in your heart to give your foolish old man one more chance?
Bart folds his arms and looks away.
It seems to me, son, like your father's saying that he wants to spend his last minute with you.
Homer looks at Bart, hopefully.
No, I can't do it. I want a father who's the same in the morning as he is at night. What's that word?
Consistency!
Thanks, losers. Sorry, Homer.
I'll let you hold the bomb.
Bart shrugs at Ned.
The man knows me.
He leaps onto the back of the bike.
I wish Homer was my father.
And I wish you didn't have the devil's curly hair.
Homer rides through the streets and storm drains like the Terminator. Martin steps up to Jimbo, Dolph, and Kearney, the three town bullies.
I've been taking your crap all my life!
He beats them with a piece of wood.
Oh, this feels good. No wonder you do it.
And Homer roars around the side of the dome, getting higher and higher.
Okay, Bart, you've only got one shot to throw that bomb through the hole.
Dad, in case I miss, I'm sorry I said I wish you weren't my father.
I don't blame you, son. I wasn't much of a father. Maybe it starts with the way my dad raised me. Yes, it's clear to me. It's just been one long, unbroken cycle of...
Somebody throw the goddamn bomb!
They fly upside down across the roof. The bomb slips from Bart's hand. He grabs it, and Homer. Bart grabs Homer's few hairs. One by one, they pull out of his scalp. Homer grabs Bart's hand and saves him. They get close to the hole in the top of the dome with the townspeople holding their breath. Otto sits by the school bus, smoking a bong.
What? What's going on?
The motorbike reaches the hole in the roof of the dome. Bart throws the bomb through it. The bomb sails up into the air, comes back down, and rattles round the rim of the hole like a golf ball. It topples over outside the hole. The dome starts to crack.
Dad?
The cracks reach the bike as Homer zooms back down the side of the dome. The dome breaks into huge pieces around them. Go! Leaping from broken piece to broken piece, they fall towards the Springfield sign. They bounce off the letter P and career towards Springfield Gorge. The bike leaps the enormous canyon with Bart and Homer clinging on for their lives. It drops short of the canyon wall and plummets. Bart hooks his catapult over a spur of rock. They bounce back up and land on the far side. Woo-hoo! The dome breaks into millions of pieces and falls on the Springfield townsfolk like snow. Chief Wiggum.
It's amazing no one was hurt.
A chunk lands.
Bye, everybody.
Spearing Dr. Nick. At the gorge.
Now that was a great father-son activity.
Hello, Homer.
Cargill.
So, we meet at last, whoever you are.
There's a couple of things they don't teach you at Harvard Business School. One is how to cope with defeat, the other is how to handle a shotgun. I'm going to do both right now.
Wait! If you kill my dad, you'll never know where the treasure is buried.
What treasure?
The treasure of I'm a Wiener.
I'm a wiener.
Classic.
Well, always leave them laughing. Goodbye, sir.
He points his shotgun at Homer, and a large rock falls on his head. Homer looks up at the cliff.
Maggie! What a great little accident you turned out to be.
Maggie salutes him. Lisa searches the town.
Colin! Colin!
Lisa, Colin's dead. But his last words were, Milhouse, take care of Lisa. Hold her hand.
Colin walks up behind Milhouse.
I got her all warmed up for ya.
Colin!
Woo!
Hi.
Hey, you wanna go
clean up the lake?
Well, I was gonna say get some ice cream, but okay.
I like ice cream.
She simpers at him, dewy-eyed, and he offers her his hand. She takes it, then hastily wipes her hand on her dress.
Kinda sweaty, sorry.
Homer and Bart roar up to the crowd gathered by the city hall. The townspeople surge towards them enthusiastically. Bart hops off the bike and hugs Santa's little helper.
Boy, you survived! How?
I did things no dog should do. They will haunt me forever, he says.
I love you too.
Homer looks round anxiously, then spots Marge down the street. He zooms towards her, scoops her and Maggie up in his arms and carries her off through the cheering crowd. Her tall blue hairdo blows back in the wind and she gives him a smacker.
Best kiss of my life.
Best kiss of your life so far.
They ride off down a road lined with autumn trees as leaves fall softly around them. Later, Willie and the townspeople help Homer rebuild his house and he and Bart lay shingles on the roof. Homer's thumb, yet again, covers the nail he's about to hammer down.
Daddy? Daddy?
He takes his thumb off the nail. Bart offers him a pair of eye protectors.
Dad?
Homer takes them.
Thanks, boy. Daddy?
Woohoo!
Homer has nailed the shingle through his leg. As he runs about in agony, all the shingles tear off in a long line. A 20th Century Fox presentation, a Gracie Films production, a Matt Groening production, directed by David Silverman, starring and each name appears alongside pictures of the characters they play. Dan Castellaneta was the voice of Homer, Grandpa, Krusty, Groundsman Willie, Mayor Quimby, Sideshow Mel, Mr. Teeny, Itchy, and Barney. Julie Kavner was Marge, Selma, and Patty. Nancy Cartwright was Bart, Ralph, Todd, and Nelson. Yardley Smith was Lisa. Hank Azaria was Moe, Chief Wiggum, Cletus, Professor Frink, Apu, Lou, Comic Book Guy, Sea Captain, Bumblebee Man, Dr. Nick.
They've taken everything, sir.
Smithers, I don't believe in suicides, but if you'd like to try it, it might cheer me up to watch.
Harry Shearer was Mr. Burns, Smithers, Ned Flanders, Reverend Lovejoy, Larry, President Arnold Schwarzenegger, Principal Skinner, Kent Brockman, Dr. Hibbert, Otto. Pamela Hayden was Milhouse, Rod Flanders, Jimbo. Tress McNally was Medicine Woman, Mrs. Skinner, Cat Lady, Colin, Cookie Kwan. And A. Brooks was Russ Cargill, also starring Carl Wiedegott as EPA Doctor, Marcia Wallace as Mrs. Crabapple, Lucy Taylor as Martin. Maggie Roswell as Helen Lovejoy, Phil Rosenthal as TV Dad, Billy Joe Armstrong, Frank Edwin Wright III, and Michael Pritchard as themselves. Joe Mantegna as Fat Tony.
This is Tom Hanks saying, if you see me in person, please leave me be.
Tom Hanks as himself. Screenplay by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Al Jean, Ian Maxton Graham, George Mayer, David Merkin, Mike Rice, Mike Scully, Matt Selman, John Swartzwelder, John Vitti. Consultants, Joel Cohen, John Frink, Tim Long, Michael Price. Produced by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Al Jean, Mike Scully, and Richard Sakai. Edited by John Carnachan. Music by Hans Zimmer. The Simpsons theme by Danny Elfman. Supervising producer, Richard Reynes. Sequence directors, Mike B. Anderson, Lauren McMullen, Rich Moore, Stephen Dean Moore, Greg Vanzo. Co-producer, Jay Kleckner. A rear view of the Simpsons as they sit in the empty front row watching the credits roll. Maggie is on Marge's lap.
Come on, Dad, let's go. I've been holding it since they put the dome over the town.
You can wait. A lot of people work really hard on this film, and all they ask is for you to memorize their names.
Well, I want to make sure no animals were harmed during the filming of this movie.
No animals were harmed during the filming of this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! Floor popcorn.
Wait. It looks like Maggie has something to say.
Oh, my God. Her first word.
Sequel?
Maggie replaces her dummy, and the Simpsons file out. Animation co-producer, Craig Sost. Executive in charge of production for Gracie Films, Denise Surcot. Associate producers, Amanda Moshi, Matt Orfeis, Felicia Navalansky-Kaplan. Additional sequence directors, Stephen Markowski, Bob Anderson, Chris Clements, Matthew Fornan, Lance Kramer, Nancy Kruse, Rob Oliver, Raymond Percy, Chuck Sheets. Animation produced by Film Roman, a Stars company, and Rough Draft Feature Animation, Inc. Post-production facilities provided by 20th Century Fox Studios. Post-production sound services by Skywalker Sound, a Lucasfilm Limited company, Marin County, California. Overseas animation provided by Acom Production Company and Rough Draft Career Company Limited. The remainder of the cast were Scratchy, Harry Shearer, Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong, Frank Edwin Wright III, Michael Pritchard, Sweet Old Lady, Tress McNeil, Nelson's Mother, Tress McNeil, Stage Manager, Dan Castellaneta, Pig, Tress McNeil, Carl, Hank Azaria, Mayor's Aide, Dan Castellaneta, Skull, Harry Shearer, Multi-Eyed Squirrel, Dan Castellaneta, Male EPA Worker, Hank Azaria, Female EPA Worker, Tress McNeil, Panicky Man, Dan Castellaneta, GPS Woman, Tress McNeil, Dome Depot Announcer, Hank Azaria, Kissing Cops, Dan Castellaneta, Hank Azaria, Carnival Barker, Hank Azaria, Counterman, Hank Azaria, Tollbooth Man, Harry Shearer, Lindsay Nagel, Tress McNeil, Dredrick Tatum, Hank Azaria, TV Dad, Phil Rosenthal. TV daughter, Nancy Cartwright. TV son, Tress McNeil. Bear, Dan Castellaneta. Woman on phone, Nancy Cartwright. Girl on phone, Tress McNeil. Boy on phone, Dan Castellaneta. NSA worker, Dan Castellaneta. Officer, Dan Castellaneta. EPA passenger, Hank Azaria. Guard, Harry Shearer. Robot, Hank Azaria. Santa's little helper, Dan Castellaneta. Kang, Harry Shearer. Squeaky Boy's teen, Dan Castellaneta. Songs, also Sprach Zarathustra, written by Richard Strauss. Hail to the Chief, written by James Sanderson. The Simpsons theme, written by Danny Elfman, performed by Green Day. Nearer My God to Thee, written by Sarah Adams and Lowell Mason. American Idiot, written by Billy Joe Armstrong, Frank Edwin Wright III and Michael Pritchard. Happy Together, written by Alan Gordon and Gary Bonner, performed by The Turtles. Spider Pig, based on the Spider-Man theme, written by Bob Harris and Paul Webster. Parody lyrics written by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Al Jean, Ian Maxton Graham, George Mayer, David Merkin, Mike Rice, Mike Scully, Matt Selman, David Silverman, John Swartzwelder, and John Vitti.
Springfield doesn't have an anthem. We thought we had one, but we don't.
We paid a short guy to write it, but we never saw him again. The tune we stole from the French. There's a few things they do well, like making love, wine and cheese, like Roquefort's camembert and breeze. Springfield, we're going to die. Springfield, I'm scared goodbye.
Carousel Ride, written and performed by Herman Beeftink. They Long to Be Close to You, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, performed by The Carpenters. Springfield Anthem, based on La Marseillaise, written by Claude Joseph Rouget de Lisle. Parody lyrics written by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Al Jean, Ian Maxton Graham, George Mayer, David Merkin, Mike Rice, Mike Scully, Matt Selman, John Swartzwelder, and John Vitti. Soundtrack available on Extreme Music. Copyright 2007, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events or firms is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws. And any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Filmed on location in Springfield. A nerdy kid in a cinema uniform sweeps between the cinema seats and picks some chewing gum out of his broom.
Assistant manager isn't all it's cracked up to be.
He weaves between the rows of seats, sweeping the floor.
4 years of film school for this?
IMS audio description was read by Michael Woodford. An animated logo of a cinema auditorium.
Shh.
Gracie Films.